This is not a diet podcast.
I don't think there's a diet I haven't tried.
We're not going to make your jeans fit better.
Somebody comes in with a tray of about 12 donuts and it all gets plonked on my desk.
We haven't got a recipe that makes kale taste great.
The three-day tuna diet.
This is the secret world of slimming clubs, the only podcast that will tell you the truth about the struggles of trying to get to target weight. I'm Katie. Join me and my fellow slimmers, Joe and Victoria, as we take you behind closed doors in the village halls and church rooms where we've spent so many of our evenings. Subscribe for free now so you won't miss a thing. And remember, there's no shame in a game.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend...
Why did you laugh when you said that?
Because it's like, same thing every week. One day I hope I sit here and I go, my name's Ian Chambers, I love wrestling, my girlfriend loves wrestling.
No.
This podcast is going to make my girlfriend love wrestling. On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She's tenacious. She's tantalizing. She's talented. She's tiny. And she bloody loves a pepperami. Is bootylicious Bobby Hall.
What does tenacious mean?
Like, you won't give up. You just keep on going. You're like a little Rottweiler.
Is that what it means?
Alexa, what does tenacious mean?
The adjective tenacious is usually defined as holding fast, characterized by keeping a firm hold, often followed by off.
Means you got a firm hold.
I don't think you really knew what that meant.
Bobby's got a firm hold, everyone. Right, here we go. Oh, yes. Today's match, Bobby, features... It features two titans, two good guys, facing off for two titles. It's The Undertaker versus...
No, it's not. Is it really? I'm not...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I told you last week, no more Taker for now anyway. We're going back to before the world was blessed with your presence.
This is ridiculous already.
Before you were born. It's WrestleMania 1990. It's the Intercontinental Champion, the Ultimate Warrior, versus, you know what? I'm going to let him introduce himself. You know something, guys? It's about time you showed Bobby another one of my greatest matches, dude. So what you gonna do, Bobby? When the Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6 runs wild on you, brother?
I'm gonna pour myself another gin.
Go on, actually, I'll have another one. Get the gin popping.
I hate this man more than you could understand.
Right, let's just put politics aside. Let's put everything aside.
I can't.
There's two men in the ring, right? This is huge. This is like David Beckham versus Will Smith. Two men the audience love.
It's interesting looking, is that?
There's no bad guy. Two good guys. It's hard to pick a winner.
Where are they fighting then?
Because they are fighting for the gold. Ultimate Warrior's putting his Intercontinental title on the line. Hulk Hogan is putting on his WWF championship.
How tall are they? That referee's really small.
They're like 6 foot something and he's just... Al Hebner, the referee, name check. Still going strong these days. Yeah, he's just a lot smaller than those guys. So just to put it into perspective here...
The hairstyles going on in this ring today are really interesting. You've got the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
What, you're on about Warrior there, yeah?
Yeah. Is that real hair?
It's real hair.
How does he get it like that?
It's colourful, isn't he? Look at him, isn't he great? And how would you describe Hogan's hair?
Oh, repulsive. Doesn't make any sense. Never seen anything like it in my entire life. What does he think his hair looks like?
He's just pulling it off. We've spoken.
He's not pulling it off.
Look at him shoving each other. So at this point, Hogan is like the main man. He's been flying the flag for WWF for years.
How has any man with that haircut ever been the main man? I don't understand.
Look at the crowd. They love him.
He could look all right if he was bald.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have been the Hulkster, would he? So the Sky Dome in Toronto, Canada is absolutely rocking.
Sky Dome? Is that what this place is called?
That's the Sky Dome.
Yeah, Sky Dome. We have one in Coventry. It's not... You don't want to go.
Not like that.
You don't want to go there.
What is it? A nightclub or something?
It's like they've got a cinema. They've got a couple of nightclubs in there.
Sounds great.
We used to have one called Icon. I had my first snog in Icon.
Who was that with?
Tim Boyce.
Oh, shout out to Big T.
Still very good friends with him now.
Better not still be kissing him.
No, good guy though is our Tim.
So yeah, the Sky Dome, Toronto, Canada, it's rocking. There are 67,000 people came to see this match.
Where are all the underage drinkers? That's what I'm wondering.
What, do you mean like an icon?
That's what there was at Sky Dome. That's what there is at the Sky Dome in Coventry, yeah.
I remember, I was too young at this point. I was only 2 years old when this happened. But I remember like Luke, my older brother, got it on VHS. And like,
when you were two?
Yeah, I was two.
You don't remember this?
Oh, I remember just, you know, swagging down, walking down the stairs going, hey, brother, what are you watching?
That's
all right, well,
ridiculous.
Maybe Luke's told me this story a few times since then, but anyway.
Yeah, you don't remember this at all.
So Luke got this on VHS from our local news agent, and he was the only one of his mates who wanted the Ultimate Warrior to win.
Why?
Because, like, everybody loved Hulk Hogan.
That just sums Luke up, doesn't it?
Look at them. They've got their fingers gripped together. It's a battle of strength going on right now. Hulk Hogan.
They're just playing that game that you used to play on the playground where, like, you twist each other's hands around and wait for someone to surrender.
People have made gifts out of this moment.
They actually are playing that game.
Oh, look at Hogan's on his knees.
Why is he in so much pain? They're only holding their hands.
People have made gifts out of this moment because it looks like Hogan, from certain angles, is doing something there.
Oh, my God. He's right in the...
Hogan's on his knees in front of Warrior, and it looks like he's...
pleasuring him.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Orally.
But it's not. These two titans are going hammer and tong, baby.
Hulk Hogan's skin really is terrifying, isn't it?
It's like your handbag.
In what? Leathery?
Leathery brown.
The thing about Hulk Hogan's skin is that...
Oh, God, Hogan's battling back.
He shouldn't be that colour. Like, that is...
What do you mean? Because he's not a black man?
Yeah, that is exactly what I mean.
Because he has got a black man's skin tone, hasn't he?
It's almost like got this weird like red shade to it. It's like oak. Like if he was a...
Like David Dickinson?
It's just...
Mahogany?
Not, yeah, but it's just not natural.
It's got a real nice sheen to it. It's like a based piece of meat.
It looks like polished. Is that who I called the turkey before? The basted turkey?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, it looks
oh
like,
my God, he's giving him a BJ as well now.
Oh, that's it. There you go. Look, that's the gif, actually.
Oh, God.
Because his head's bouncing.
His head movement.
Hogan's loving it. Hogan's in the canary red and yellow. The Ultimate Warrior is in face paint, looking like only the Warrior did. The most colourful character of the 1990s. Hogan drops him on his back and hits him with an elbow drop.
I think I quite like the Warrior.
What do you like about him?
I don't know. He's just giving me, like, David Bowie vibes. He looks like he should be in Labyrinth.
Yeah. Good film, that.
Mm. Bit long.
Ooh, the irresistible force meets the immovable object. Oh, he jumps, and it's a body slam from Hulk Hogan. Look at the crowd.
The wrestling at this point doesn't seem very advanced.
I actually was reading an article about this before I showed it to you, and it said, if you are looking to get someone into wrestling, this is not the match to show them.
Show them this.
But...
Because nothing's really happening. They're just running around.
If you're looking for, you know, athleticism and stuff, you've come to the wrong place. This is all about drama and characters.
But,
and I know you like that TV and stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Oh, Hogan's on his back. He's done his knee in.
And has he actually? Or he hasn't actually though, has he?
Probably not. But, oh, Warrior's now working on Hulk's knee.
Look, it's so bad at this era.
So
they're showing him, like, not kicking him.
So who do you think is going to win this? Remember, the Intercontinental title that is currently held by the Ultimate Warrior is on the line, as well as the WWF Championship held by the Hulkster. Who's winning?
Hulk.
You think Hulk's going to win? Why?
Just because he's hurt his knee now, so probably he'll come back and win.
We'll see.
I guess. I'd like it if he didn't win, though. I don't like him. How old is the Hulk Hogan now?
The Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
How old is the Hulk Hogan?
Is that not his name?
No, it's just Hulk Hogan.
How old is he now?
Ask.
No, just tell me. I know you know.
I don't know. Ask Alexa.
No, I'm fed up of her.
Alexa, how old is Hulk Hogan?
Listen, there's three people in this relationship and I'm fed up with it.
Hulk Hogan is 65
years old. He was born on the 11th of August, 1954.
Hang on a minute. How old is he in this?
Alexa, how old was Hulk Hogan in April 1990?
Hulk Hogan turned 37 on August 11th, 1990.
37.
Wow.
He looks good for 37 there. No, oh.
He looks exactly the same now. He looks old.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
No, he looks old.
Hogan drops him on his back once again and another elbow drop.
You shouldn't have shown me this match. It's boring.
Oof. Hogan's got him in a headlock right now.
Hulk Hogan looks like someone's like rubbed a balloon on his head. Like, the static's going...
Got his hair up, yeah.
Yeah.
No, let me just explain this to you and why this is so good, because I understand that you're coming into this a bit bland, but these two are mega stars. Like, think of, like, two really famous people in music.
Like, people I like.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
Like, people now. All right, it's Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Working together.
It's been done.
Exactly. And that was big. It was number one for ages. That's what this is.
Yeah, it was quite a big deal.
It's two of the best, two of the biggest stars of the industry coming together and putting on magic.
All right, well, I don't think it's very magical, but...
Well, the 67,000 people in the arena do.
Why has he got that thing tied on his arm? He's losing his circulation. Look how tight it is.
It is tight. He's got massive biceps, though, hasn't he?
They are big arms. Ugh, when they sweat all over each other, bleh. What's the ref sweating for as well? He's not bloody done anything. Look at the colour of his torso compared to the colour of his thigh. It's, like, significantly darker.
Don't you dare start talking about even tans. Your feet look like...
Yeah, mine's
bad. You've
got
white shoes on.
Yeah, mine's bad. It is bad. It's hard to do, but his is like an actual tan. I wonder if he goes on the sunbed naked.
Definitely. See, whenever I've done it, which is a handful of times...
What, gone on the sunbed?
Or even just sunbathe. You don't want
to get your tackle burnt.
You don't want to get your tackle burnt?
No.
Hulk Hogan drops on his back, goes for the pin on the Ultimate Warrior, kicks out on 2.5.
Kick out was very half-arsed.
You know, the top three stars of this era, you had Hulk Hogan, you had the Ultimate Warrior, I can't do his voice, and you had the Macho Man Randy Savage, who you're yet to meet.
Don't I hear him every week?
Ooh, yeah. Yes, you do. It's time to play real gimmick or fake gimmick. Dig it? Ooh, yeah.
All right, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. It's where I give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you got to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to
clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character behaviour, attire, and or other distinguishing traits they may have. Are you ready to play the game, Ian?
I'm ready to play the game. Go on, then. Who is it?
Don't know. Who is it?
No, you come up with one now.
The avocado.
Fake gimmick. All right, a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
A Hard Place debuted in WWE in the year 2000. The imposing Samoan stood at 6'6" tall. He was covered in tattoos and he had a big, bald head. His finishing move was a stiff clothesline that turned his opponents inside out. He was brought in for a very brief run in the company, teaming with The Rock. Collectively, they were known as The Rock and A Hard Place.
I don't understand what his gimmick is.
He was just like a big Samoan who teamed with The Rock. So like they'd be like fighting their opponent and the announcer would be like, "My God, he's caught between a rock and a hard place." A hard place.
The rock and a hard place.
You know, you've heard that saying before, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't really know what it means though.
It's like when you're in a real tough spot. It's like, oh, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Between a rock and a hard place. That's me trying to think.
Is a hard place a real...
Yes.
You think a hard place is a real gimmick?
It's a rubbish gimmick, but I'm going to say yes.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It's a fake gimmick.
Think about it. Can you imagine a wrestler called A Hard Place?
Ian, yes, I can imagine that. There have been way weirder things. You told me about a cannibal last week.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Manta.
Yeah, so someone being called a hard place, but actually is quite normal. What?
The Rock and a Hard Place. Come on. I thought that was crap for me.
I thought it was quite good.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it.
All right, let's get to the end of this match, Bobs. Because we've got a date night to get to. Taking you out tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
Or are you taking me out?
No, I think it's your turn.
You're taking me out. Hogan across the ropes, Warrior across the ropes, they collide together and they both drop to the mat. They're both laid on their backs.
The referee looks like Harry Redknapp.
God, L. Ebner does look like Harry Redknapp.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. You predicted here that Hogan's going to win this. And once again, I want to put this into perspective. Hulk Hogan has been waving the flag for WWF for years.
Oh,
he's the main man.
Then he won't win then. You said that. You didn't make that clear. You said they were both really well liked.
They are both really well liked, but Hogan rarely lost.
Well, Hogan will lose then.
Well, how will he? Look at him. Warrior's shaking the ropes like a madman. His abs are popping.
What's he doing, though?
He's like getting psyched up.
Is he?
Look at him. He's running around like a train.
He looks like he's ready for another one of Hulk Hogan's little treats.
Oh, Hulkster's staggering.
Knock him out.
Clothesline by the Ultimate Warrior.
Knock him out.
Another clothesline.
Knock him out.
Oh, he's jumping up and down. Clothesline again. Even by my standards, these are terrible clotheslines from
They're
the Ultimate
really
Warrior.
Rubbish. They're so boring. There's no good moves at all.
Who's got the best bod? Let's say tomorrow morning I had to wake up either with Hulkster's tan or Warrior's physique.
Oh, obviously Warrior's physique.
You'd like me to look like that.
He's got a good physique. What do you mean?
He's riding to the moon at this point.
Is he?
He must have been. Are you telling me you'd like me to look like that?
You're asking me two different questions.
This is the problem, right?
He looks good.
Oh, right.
Why?
Because I'll never look like that.
That's fine, neither will I.
Oh, it's a bear hug. These are just two grown men hugging each other right now in the middle of the ring. I'm going to be honest. It's not rubbish.
It's rubbish.
When you strip away the characters. No, I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
You shut up.
Say it.
Strip away the emotion and the magnitude of the match.
Nothing's happened.
Strip that away. This is a crap match.
It's a shit match.
Don't say shit on my podcast.
Some could argue it's my podcast.
It's my podcast.
Why?
Who edits it?
Who makes it funny?
You.
I'm joking. Oh, shit.
What have you done?
Sorry. Tip the chin over.
I just mopped the floor for the first time in about 6 months because you've never wielded a mop in your life and you're spilling gin all over it.
That was the most excitement that's happened throughout the whole pod. What are they doing? They're not even doing anything. Are they tired or are they lazy or what? I don't understand. They've literally been stood hugging each other for 5 minutes. Darling, come on.
What?
They're still stood there.
Yeah, it's a bear hug.
What's he trying to do?
He's trying to tire out the Hulkster.
But he's not doing anything. They just stood there. It's not like he's ragging him around.
It's like when I caught that fish. I caught a fish for the first time in my life.
Proud look.
I caught a fish for the first time in my life the other day.
I know.
And I put it back, obviously, because that's what you do. But you've got to, like, get it on the hook, get it on the bait.
They're not doing anything.
You've got to tire it out before you fully reel it in.
Sorry.
What happened then? What's happened then?
The sweat makes me gag. The sweat makes me feel really not, like, I can't look at it. Just dripping everywhere.
Minging.
10 minutes off the screen.
There's me trying to tell this iconic story of when I caught a fish and you're just...
Sorry.
Talking all over me. Oh, his fist is in the air. He grabs the Ultimate Warrior by his hair and he says, "You know something, man? I'm not giving up this belt that easy, dude."
You made me change my mind about who was going to win. That's really annoyed me.
So who do you think is going to win now?
I said Hulk Hogan's going to win.
Stick with goes, oh, the referee's knocked out by the Ultimate Warrior. We are reaching the climax of this match. Do not take your eyes off the screen for one single second. Warrior's going up top. This is unfamiliar territory for the big man. He jumps off, flying axe handle, top of Hogan's noggin.
There's not any extra people. There's not any blood. There's not any props.
Warrior on top again.
Two people that have looked tired since the very beginning.
I've shown you too much of the extreme stuff. I'm taking you back to basics here.
I don't like basics.
Warrior's got a lot of energy here.
Warrior looks like Zoolander.
Ooh! Hogan reverses it and drops Warrior on his front.
Come on then. Let's get this finished.
Hogan's going to pin him. 1, 2, 3. There's no referee to count it though. Al Hebner got knocked out.
Oh, interesting.
The drama is real.
A twist.
Al Hebner's coming too. Look at him. It's like you in the morning.
Oh, he just gave him a right little dig.
That was unnecessary. Count it, ref. 1, 2. Is Warrior about to win the belt? Oh, and the Hulkster kicks out at 2¾ by the skin of his teeth.
I bet this ref's well pleased he got to have a little moment.
Ooh, uppercut from the Hulkster. What a match this is.
Are you joking?
What a match this is.
What a match this is. It's rubbish.
Oh, my God. The Ultimate Warrior lifts up. Come on, talk through that.
He's got the Hulk Hogan... above his head. He's strong.
My God, the strength. And now he hits him with the splash.
Come on.
He turns over the Hulkster, the biggest star in wrestling history. 1, 2.
I knew that was going to happen.
Hulkster's hulking up now.
Ugh.
His sweaty head.
Gross. Shave your moustache.
Ooh, shot. Ooh, the Hulkster's... This is what he does, right? It's that point where it's like he needs to reach within. He calls on his Hulkamaniacs and he starts hulking up. His Hulk fans.
Are you a Hulkamaniac?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Look at him shaking.
He really shouldn't have been allowed to steal the name Hulk.
Oh.
Because Hulk has already been taken.
They're going back and forth, Hulk.
Just finish it. I'm bored.
Hulk bounces him across the ropes and he hits him with the big boot. If he bounces across the ropes and hits the leg drop here, it's over. He goes for the leg drop. The warrior moves. The warrior moves. Hits him with a splash. Count it, ref. 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God.
Did he win?
The Ultimate Warrior dethrones the Hulkster.
Thank God for that.
Wins the Intercontinental and WWF Championships. Hulk's on his knees.
Devastated, isn't he? That's good, though, to see a bit of reaction from the loser.
Right, I'm not going to make you sit through the passing of the torch here, Bobby, but I am going to apologise because I did watch that a long time ago when I was 2, you know, I came downstairs.
Watch it when you were 2.
No, but it was better in my mind than it was in reality. I apologise. I feel like the characters did...
Wrestling is better in your mind than it is in reality.
I feel like... Oh, look at them hugging. That's amazing. But... I feel like the characters carried it through. Anyway, we've been sending more I Love and I Hate Wrestling stickers out. If you want one, if you still want one, get in on the sticker war. At the minute, I'm in the lead.
You still haven't overtaken me.
All right, well, maybe it's like 60-40.
You're just like the new kid on the block. You're a bit popular at the minute.
Well, our lovely Rhiannon, who's over in Rochester, New York.
Rhiannon, there's a song about you, Rhiannon.
She put up a lovely video of her
Fleetwood Mac
opening out her stickers and showing it to the camera. You can check that out at MadeMadGF on
more videos.
Twitter and Instagram. One day, Bobby, let me finish your sentence.
Rhiannon, if we sent you some more stickers, will you put them in somewhere in New York?
What, like you on know? Carrie Bradshaw's front door?
No, you'd get in trouble if you do that, but you just like stick them in toilets or... And the Statue of Liberty and stuff.
Right, so just stick some in some toilets and on the Statue of Liberty.
You stick them in a toilet at the Statue of Liberty.
I don't know if there's bogs underneath the Statue of Liberty.
Well, do you know what I mean? Just like, toilets are a good place to put stickers because people see them.
All right, if you want a sticker, give us a follow, give us a DM, at MadeMadGF, everywhere you could possibly imagine. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, we'd love it if you could rate it and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave your review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. So, Bobby, are you saying you like the matches that are full more of like gimmicks and, you know, bits and bobs?
I don't like any of the matches, but I like them that are more interesting than two men playing, you know, twister arms.
All right, Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, and that's why we'll be back.
Is there any matches where people have got, like, are in love with each other?
I'll have a think. And that's why we'll be back this time next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.